Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
From the Evening Standard in London, this is The Leader.
Well, the vaccine means everything to me. I mean, to my mind, it's the only way of getting back to a bit of normal life.
82-year-old Brian Pinker has become the first person in the world to get the new Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. 500,000 doses are being rolled out. There is hope, but there is also fear.
What we've been waiting for is to see the impact of the Tier 4 measures on the virus. And it's a bit unclear still at the moment, but I think there's, you know, if you look at the numbers, there's no question that we're going to have to take tougher measures, and we'll be announcing those in due course.
Those numbers Boris Johnson's talking about are alarming. In London, coronavirus cases have risen in two-thirds of the city's boroughs. Nationally, a new record was broken at the weekend, with 50,000 new cases recorded for 6 days in a row. Our political editor Joe Murphy's here. Joe, are we looking at another national lockdown?
I think what we're seeing today, David, is pitch rolling being done at absolutely breakneck speed. Yesterday, the Prime Minister gave an interview when he said new curbs, quotes, may be what the data requires, close quotes. And today, as you say, he's saying there's no question that tougher restrictions are coming. I don't think we'll have longer than a couple of days to find out what's in store.
So are we looking at new tiers being added in, or are more people going to go into existing tiers, more areas going into Tier 4, for example?
What the government officials have been talking about is everybody virtually in Tier 4. So that includes the Bristols and Liverpools that are currently in Tier 3. On top of that, a sort of an attempt to enforce the restrictions more effectively and to, in particular, rein in people who are breaking the rules. Having said that, David, there are a lot of noises now that may make the Prime Minister think, rather than do the minimum possible, he should go a bit further. So Jeremy Hunt, the former Conservative Health Secretary, has put out a bombshell Twitter thread in the last few minutes saying, it's time to act. We need to close borders, schools and ban all household mixing right away.
And that comes off the back of Keir Starmer yesterday calling for a national lockdown. Does Boris Johnson want a national lockdown?
Well, you know the Prime Minister, he wants to be like the mayor in Jaws, who keeps the economy running. He once actually did say that the mayor was the heroic figure in Jaws for him. He was being tongue-in-cheek, I'm sure, but those words have a certain resonance today after a period when he's done his best to keep the economy going, he's done his best to keep schools going, and the virus has proved in the recent weeks simply too aggressive and it's overwhelmed the defences.
Joe Murphy there. Now, one of the most controversial aspects of the current measures being taken to control the virus is the closure of schools. Most of England's primaries reopened today, but not in London. Our education editor Anna Davis joins me now. Now, Anna, I know a lot of people would like schools to reopen, but in the current situation, how could they reopen?
Schools have been thought they were COVID secure. You know, they've been taking so many measures to make sure that the children and the staff are safe. Obviously, they've had bubbles, classes haven't been mixing, teachers haven't been crossing classes, and there's all sorts of social distancing and hand washing. And I think they feel like they've done as much as they can do. And the next thing is the vaccination. I think there's a real feeling that teachers should be high up the list for getting the vaccine. And once the teaching staff and support staff are vaccinated, it feels like, you know, they'll be safer, and there will be a feeling that they'll want to open up again.
Where are we with exams, Anna? Because, you know, they're supposed to be starting fairly quickly.
Yeah. GCSEs and A-levels are still going ahead this year in 2021. That's the message from the government, and they're adamant that they should go ahead, but they were adamant last year for quite a long time that they were going to go ahead. There is a real fear among pupils, I think, that there's going to be a last minute U-turn on this. I think a lot of pupils want to prove themselves in an exam, and unlike last year, students haven't had the chance to prove themselves to their teachers over the past year because they've been on lockdown. So whereas last year, teachers who ended up doing the grades based on their own assessment of the pupils' work, because they'd taken tests and mocks and they knew them and their work quite well, this year they haven't had that. So last year, you know, they didn't do their end of year exams. Mocks are going ahead, but you know, the bubbles have been sent home, so some of them haven't sat them in exam conditions. So there isn't that bulk of data that teachers will be able to base their grades on if exams are cancelled. It's hard to imagine now sitting hundreds of students in an exam hall all together, but hopefully by the summer, with the vaccine, hopefully that might be able to happen.
Get the latest on coronavirus developments at standard.co.uk. Coming up, Julian Assange will not be extradited to the US, and the Jeffrey Epstein suicide is one of the reasons why. There's an ad break coming. Why not take a moment to subscribe to The Leader so you can get our news and analysis every day at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Julian Assange's supporters were jubilant outside the Old Bailey, where a judge has decided he will not be extradited to the US. You can bet the celebrations did not cross the Atlantic. In the States, he's facing an 18-count indictment alleging a plot to hack computers and a conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information. Our courts correspondent Tristan Kirk's covering this. Tristan, the judge raised the specter of Jeffrey Epstein in her decision. She doesn't seem to have much faith in the US prison service.
Absolutely. The judge was going against Assange for most of her ruling, not really buying into his arguments around free speech, being a journalist, or potentially of facing a fair trial in the US. But what she did come down in his favour on was whether he could be protected if sent over to America to face trial. Now, Jeffrey Epstein was a notorious inmate within the US prison service who killed himself whilst awaiting trial. And the judge cited Epstein as an example of how the system doesn't necessarily have the processes in place to be able to protect prisoners who are intent on harming themselves. Of course, the US prison service is a notoriously brutal regime, especially for prisoners who are held at the highest level of security, and she assessed that, balancing it against Julian Assange's mental health, and the experts agreed that he has suffered from depression whilst being held in a UK prison. He has had suicidal thoughts. There was evidence of a razor blade being found in his cell, and also other evidence that he has maybe been hiding his true state of mind from the prison guards. And she assessed that if sent over to America to be held in these really harsh US prison conditions, that combined with his mental state opened up the possibility that he may be able to kill himself whilst being held in custody. And therefore she concluded that that would be oppressive to send him over, extradite him to the US to face trial.
Tristan, how big a blow to the Trump administration is this?
Well, once upon a time, the prosecution of Julian Assange was a really big deal for Donald Trump and his administration. It was all to do with distancing Trump from allegations of Russian hacking and interference in the 2016 election. Now, we're a few years on from when Assange is supposed to have turned down a pardon from Trump, and therefore the prosecution against him was really turbocharged. Now we're in a position where Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, we're in 2021, and he's heading out of office. And so there really is a question mark whether this is a really big priority for him anymore. He's no longer got the benefit that would have come from sort of the capture of Julian Assange as a big prize on the political stage, as it could be viewed. So it remains to be seen whether Donald Trump, who is still in charge of the US government, continues to pursue this case and sees it as a really big priority for him in the last days of his administration.
So what happens to Julian Assange now? Does he stay in Belmarsh prison?
Well, Assange is going to be held in custody at least for the next couple of days. When on Wednesday morning, he'll have a bail application and try and convince the judge that he can be set free from prison to await the outcome of the legal proceedings. The case is due to go up to the Court of Appeal for the US government to challenge today's ruling, and there's a potential for it to go on to the Supreme Court for a further challenge. Now, of course, any decisions on bail will be weighed on by the past in Julian Assange's case, as he notoriously entered the Ecuadorian embassy in central London when he was facing extradition back in 2012, and stayed there for nearly 7 years in defiance of the UK justice system. So any judge making a decision on Julian Assange's bail will have that firmly in mind, I would imagine.
We have all the news, analysis and commentary you need in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. Follow our live blog for breaking news. That's the Leader Podcast. We're back tomorrow.